Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Welcome back to another episode. Today I'm joined by Jenna and a very special guest today. Sarah Gable is the president and co-founder of Every Life, the first and only pro-life diaper company. She built Every Life from the ground up and within just over a year established it as the fastest growing diaper company in American history. She is passionate and influential in her pro-life and pro-family stance. And if you recognize her name, her husband, Michael, is one of the co-founders of Public Square, which is a kind of parallel economy, in my mind, to Amazon. That's kind of how I look at it. And they are just a wonderful family with wonderful family values. So Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So I guess kind of backtracking on what I just said about your husband, Michael, is that kind of what catapulted you to start a diaper company? That, okay, you and your husband, when you just started this Public Square, this kind of parallel to Amazon of giving people pro-family, pro-life choices when it comes to products, and you're thinking, wow, we don't have any diapers or wipes. I need to make this. Is that kind of what started it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So my husband and I are really passionate about shopping our values. We want to make sure that we're putting our money where our mouth is, and we want to make sure that we're supporting the small businesses that are the backbone of our society. And we know that today that there are so many companies that are not standing for what's right, like family and life and the values that so many Americans hold dear. And so we wanted to create an alternative marketplace. It's called Public Square. This was about 4 years ago. And it's a place where consumers can simply shop their values and know with the blessed assurance that their dollars are aligning with businesses that stand for life, liberty, and freedom, the things, again, that so many Americans believe in. And out of this ecosystem of Public Square, we actually learned that so many of our consumers were searching for a pro-life, pro-family diaper brand, and there was no solution. At the same time that we were discovering this, I became pregnant with our first baby, and I was going through my own personal journey and just thanking God for this miracle. And I started to study some of these diaper brands, and I was horrified when I discovered that every major diaper company on the market today is supporting abortion either vocally or financially. And if you're a parent listening to this podcast, or really anybody, we should all pause and really assess that, because if baby brands cannot stand for children, I don't know who else will. And this is really wrong. And it's a terrible business model. And we really felt obligated. We felt like we had to come up to not sit on the sidelines, but really step in and be the solution. And that's where Every Life came into the picture. We're a little over 20 months old now. And like you said at the beginning, we are now the fastest growing diaper company in America today. And I'm just so honored and blessed to be able to provide high performing clean products for every miraculous life, because we know at Every Life that every child is a gift from God, deserving of love, protection, and celebration. And it's really heartbreaking to say that no other diaper company will say the same, but we will. And we're so grateful, and we're not going to stop. We actually just feel like we're just getting started at Every Life.
I love that so much. And I can attest to the shock that you felt with looking at these major diaper brands of Pampers, Huggies, Loves, even Honest, some of the, you know, the cleaner ones that you would assume would be more parent friendly because they're more expensive as well. And seeing that they're all donors to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion mill in the United States. And not only that, but my husband and I are actually expecting our first daughter in June. And when we when we were setting up our registry, the very first thing that I put on there was Every Life diapers and wipes. Because not only are you guys the only pro-life diaper company, which was super important to us, that we don't support a company that is okay with people murdering babies, but also you guys are the only clean brand. I think I can confidently say that, that a consumer report came out that a lot of these brands like Pampers, Huggies have PET, which is a cancer-linked agent, that other brands have dioxins, formaldehyde, fragrance, parabens, PFAs. And we're just looking at these ingredients and we're like, okay, Every Life doesn't have these. Our baby is safe with these clean products. So is that something that really catapulted you as well? That not only do I want a pro-life diaper, I want a clean diaper.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we like to say at Every Life is that we don't just lead with our pro-life values. That's so important in our mission. We hold near and dear, and we're unapologetic in our stance, but we did not compromise on the quality of our product. And so many people come for the mission so they can shop their values and know, again, with that blessed assurance that their dollars are going to a company that's actually about standing for life and families and giving back. And we've been able to give over 4 million diapers out to families who have embraced life for their children. Like, that is so incredible to be able to be a part of. But we also are doing our job with coming through with competing against all of the major diaper companies. I will tell you, I have had to try other brands because we didn't have Every Life yet launched when I welcomed my first daughter into the world. And I can tell you that Every Life products are truly the best products I have ever put on my child. And I can say that confidently because I've spent time with our manufacturer, with all of our suppliers, walking through every ingredient, making sure that everything is as toxin-free as possible, that doesn't include the parabens, the phthalates, all of the concerning ingredients that parents should be pausing and looking into, because our newborns, especially their skins are so sensitive, they deserve the best. And so we spent so much time forming this high-performing, toxic-free diaper that is doing the job. The amount of stories that I've heard from moms saying that, hey, I switched to Every Life because my baby was having bad diaper rash and she was in pain. And then she started using Every Life and it freed up the diaper rash. And she's never been happier. And
That's
she's so
awesome.
comfortable. And I'm just so grateful that we get to do the both and leading with our values and also coming through with incredible products that are working for parents across America.
That is incredible. And actually, I have a question regarding how you make toxin-free diapers. How hard is it? What does that process look like?
It's not always easy, but it's worth it. And so we spent a lot of time on the front end making sure that, again, we understood every piece of the puzzle when it came to the construction of our product. So we got to meet with our manufacturers. The other thing that was really important was that we wanted to make sure that they understood what we were standing for. And so we wanted to have values-aligned partners that understood that we were going to be an unapologetically pro-life diaper company. And we're so grateful that our partners, all of the ones that we work with, align with our values and our convictions. And that gives me peace of mind too. And I'm so grateful for those relationship components. But it did take time. It took thought. It took research. It took intentionality and took a lot of testing. But the good news is that we came together and formulated something so special because we care so deeply about every precious life. And we stand for them and our values, but we stand for them and our products. So I'm just so thankful that we're able to do that. And it was time well spent. And we're not going to stop. Every product will have the same intentionality as we put it to market because that's important to parents and it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of on the negative aspect, you were saying how intentional you had to be with manufacturing these products. And it just makes me sad a little bit that all of these major brands that have been in business for decades, like Pampers, like Huggies, like Luvs and Honest, that they haven't pursued that intentionality for parents. Not only are they donating to Planned Parenthood, but they're also allowing these chemicals into their products that are linked to very dangerous things. So I don't know. That's just really sad to me as a mom that, okay, why is Every Life the only diaper company to care about what parents care about, you know?
Well, I just wanted to point out how interesting it is that Every Life, like you were saying, Alyssa, that they are the only company that does not support abortion when it comes to diaper companies, which is very fascinating to me because these companies are killing off their future business. They're so invested in pursuing one agenda that they don't care about their long-term prosperity, which is something that should all make us pause and wonder why are they not concerned with, their longevity instead of one agenda.
It's a great question that we should all be asking. And I think the reality is they're not only taking consumer money and then putting it towards Planned Parenthood and all of these funds that are actually working against life and the expansion of the family unit. But in addition to that, many of them are actually paying for their own employees to go travel and get abortions. Many of them, I remember after Roe v. Wade was overturned, are posting all over their social media accounts saying that they feel lost without abortion. I mean, these are the things that they are openly saying to the public. And I think that it speaks to a greater issue that we have a cultural concern today, where we're seeing so many people and brands and companies that are standing for death and not life, and prioritizing career over family, that are prioritizing self over generosity. And I think it's really concerning when you start to see even our birth rates today. It's affecting how many people are actually choosing to have children. This agenda, this narrative, even that some would say children are a threat to the world. I mean, I know that many young people today would say that because of their concerns for population control, that overpopulation control, they're not going to pursue having children. That's 23% of young people today. 44% of them are considering not having children at all. So again, if you zoom out and you just see the trends and what people are believing, and it's actually impacting their decisions, it is concerning. And that's why we're working so hard at Every Life to send a countercultural message that every life is precious, that being a parent, it's actually the greatest gift of all, and that it should be something that should be pursued and one that should really be prioritized. And so I'm just so thankful that we are pausing, that we're trying really hard in every arena to say that life is precious, life is a gift, and that being a parent is not an inconvenience. It's actually a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely. I so loved that. And you mentioned the fertility rate, and that reminded me of the statistics that just came out of the 2025 projection, and we're projected to be 1.62 children per family, which is way below replacement rate. And you guys went really viral for this campaign called Make More Babies. And now you're going re-viral for your new campaign, Praying for More Babies. So how did that evolve of Make More Babies to Praying for More Babies and recognizing the fertility issue that we're facing, recognizing that a lot of Christian couples are struggling to have children? We're seeing an infertility rate on that end as well. How did that evolution happen?
Yeah, so the Make More Babies message was actually inspired by Elon Musk. He said on a tweet that having children is saving the world. And at Every Life, we 100% believe that's true. So we took his tweet, we blew it up on a billboard in Times Square with a massive big statement on a billboard underneath that said, make more babies. And you're right, this thing really did go viral. Elon Musk himself actually caught wind of this campaign. He retweeted it, said he endorses this message, even though he didn't pay for it. He liked what we were saying. and that obviously got us on the map and got us into the mainstream, really talking about this issue of birth rates declining and our replacement rate needing to be at 2.1 babies per woman, and us today being at 1.62 babies per woman. And a lot of that is because, again, people are believing that we're overpopulated, again, that children are an inconvenience, that they're not a blessing, that they're going to get in the way of you being able to pursue your dreams. And all of those things are not true. They're the farthest thing from the truth. And so we felt motivated and compelled as a company to counteract that message and bring a positive message around life and parenthood and really help people understand that this narrative is not true. Then coming into this year of 2025, I started to realize that while there are so many people that are delaying having children, getting married, and stepping into family, there's this big group of people, actually one in six couples, who are struggling with infertility that want to have children, but they can't for whatever reason. And I know that those parents are so longing for that first child, or maybe it's just more children in their home and they're just, it's not happening in their timing. So I really felt compelled to say, hey, what if we came out the gate with a little bit of a different angle? We're going to pray for more babies, because we know that prayer is powerful and that God is the answer, and that the best way we can respond is by covering these couples in prayer that so desperately need to no longer feel alone in their journey. And I cannot tell you how successful this has been. We launched at the beginning of March. So just a few short weeks ago, we already have almost 4,500 families who have completed our prayer request form. We are reaching over 43 countries, and it is crazy to think that this movement of prayer has turned into a global movement, and the prayer partners that are coming in, from Erica and Charlie Kirk to Allie B. Stuckey and her husband, to Lila Rose and her husband, and Bethany Hamilton, and so many others that are championing this movement and are committed to pray for these families by name, it is really overwhelming, and I'm just so amazed by what's occurring and all of the great things that I know God is going to do through this prayer initiative.
Praise God, number one, that you are turning to Him and turning the country's eyes upon the power of prayer and appealing the throne of God. There's a lot of us who are still single, who would love to get married and love to have families, but how can we, in our season of life right now, support the message of Every Life Company and people like you?
Oh, I love that. And actually, you know, we've had the opportunity at Every Life to speak to a lot of the younger generation. And I've been so inspired actually by their heart for life, their heart for family. And I think it's so important that even at a young age that you actually begin preparing for that stage of your life. Because I think a lot of times we focus so much on education and our career path, which are all good things, but we leave behind some of the most important components of life, which is finding a husband and being a mom, being a dad one day. And so I think a great question to be asking yourself at a young age is, how can I be preparing for that stage? What choices am I making today that will actually make me a better spouse, that will make me a great dad or a great mom? I wish I would have been asking myself more of those questions when I was 16 and 17 years old, because if I would have, I probably would have made some different decisions that would have prepared me for that stage. And I wish that we had more young people pulling back and evaluating. One of my favorite quotes is from Socrates. He said, "A life not evaluated is a life not worth living." And so I think it's important for everybody to stop and evaluate their life and their direction and where they're going and what's most important. Because if you do that, and let's say one day you want to be a wife or a husband, or you want to be a dad or a mom, you may actually decide to go a different career path with that in mind. But so many times we don't pause and think about those really important decisions. And so my encouragement would be, start thinking about it now. Start thinking about how you can partner with businesses that stand for those things that are important to you, like life and family, because how you spend your money matters. That's something everybody, every single day can do to make a difference in our country, is actually fueling those companies that are standing for the things that are so important to us. So that would be my encouragement. I wish I could go on and on, but hopefully that's a little bit of my heart for the next generation. And they're our future leaders. So I hope and pray every single day that God speaks to them and moves in their life, because it's so important that we encourage them in the season that they're in and prepare them for the stages to come.
I love that so much. I think that is one of the best answers we've ever gotten from a guest, because we'll ask that question regularly to all the guests that we have on, because our audience is primarily 18 to 25 year old women. And most of them, like Jenna was saying, are single. And whenever we ask that question, we find that our guests are kind of trying to think of an answer. So thank you for that. That's something so tangible that our generation can do. Because so often we're told to just wait and to trust, which is all true, that we're trusting in the Lord for his timing and his purposes. But you giving our audience something tangible to do, something tangible to look forward to, of characteristics to build, habits to build, career paths that maybe, like you were saying, they want to diverge from, because having this certain career will make it harder for me to be a mom, and I want to choose a career that's going to make it easier for me to be a mom. I absolutely love that. And I just want to go back to one point on your Praying for More Babies campaign and how beautiful it is that it's gone global. Because I recognize that Russia has a conception day where it's exactly what you think it is. You get a day off to try to make more babies. And then countries like Finland, Japan, Australia, they have policies in place to promote family building activities. And I think all of those things are fine. I don't think anything's wrong with them morally. But I love that your campaign is focused on the power of prayer. That you're not only looking at policy changes that need to be enacted, but you're focusing on the real issue. And it's a spiritual issue that our country is facing. It's deserted God's design for marriage and family. It's viewed children as a burden rather than a blessing. And I just wanted to point that out, that it's so beautiful that you're focusing on the spiritual aspect.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And that is really what I felt God put on my heart for this year, is so many times we go to humanly solutions. And at times God will lead us to solutions that are here on earth, and that's wonderful. But we also have to remember that we have a God who is bigger than all of us, that his ways are mysterious and miraculous. And when we actually begin to lean on that, our creator, the sustainer of life, it is amazing what God can do when we begin to put our trust and our hope in him, not in this world, not in man, but in God. And so I hope and pray that so many couples see this as encouragement, that they also have a time of reflection with God to just say, you know, I trust you in this season. This is hard. This is challenging. You know so badly that I am longing for a child, but I am going to put my hope in you. And goodness, every time I've done that in my life in moments of conflict or challenge, it's amazing what God does when we look to him. So I hope we get to see many, many testimonies and stories of God doing miracles. And we're going to be trying to report those after this campaign is kind of closed off. We have the forum open until April 11th for families to submit their prayer requests. And then as soon as that cuts off on the 11th, we're going to start praying by name for all of these thousands and thousands of thousands of families, all of our prayer team. And we're just going to watch the testimonies roll in, the stories roll in. And I just hope it's so encouraging for people and that we see more babies come out of it. So we're very excited.
Amen. I cannot wait to see your reporting of it. I know that the Lord is going to do great things with a campaign that focuses on him and his design for family. Sarah, thank you so much for giving us your time today. I was looking at the clock and I want to be respectful of the time frame that we gave you. We're just so thankful that you gave us these 20 minutes to just chat about Every Life. It's a company that is so near and dear to my heart. It is the one thing I cannot wait to use, which I know a lot of parents are like, oh, diapers, they're so disgusting. But I'm like, oh, I can't wait to use my Every Life diapers. So I'm just so excited about your company and the values you support.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's been an honor and congratulations on your new little one.
Thank you.
We're so proud and excited to welcome you into the Every Life family, and you're going to absolutely love the product. So we're excited to be able to serve you.
Absolutely. Thank you.